Okay, we're reading the Makabe. I think we got up to Siftalad. Kufay's Siftalad. Okay, with us, everybody? Kufay's. And then Siftalad. Okay, we're going through different situations. And we're seeing again and again that basically Makabe and Ramah are working with Rashi. Double Shesham Mashim is a very practical consideration. If the thing will become mutter practical way, so the Rabbanan said don't rely on bito min b'mino, which is a matir, but min b'shein b'mino, where the thing disappears, it's okay, you can rely on it. But it's all really done, it's practical. Okay, so let's say Dalet. So Dalet, he says, like how Sif Dalet. Yesh misha omer some say that he wouldn't say if the food would get ruined, would spoil. So let's say you're dealing with an egg on yantiv, which is muktzah, mixes with other eggs. So we say we can wait till the next day. But let's say these eggs are on the brink of spoiling. So if I wait another 24 hours, they don't have refrigerators in those days. So another 24 hours, things are going to spoil. Either I eat it on Yantav or not. So then it's not practically, it's not double shesh matir. In theory, it's the Yisr has a matir, it's going to end at the end of the day. So theoretically, so according to the Ran, you would say it's still called yesh matir mitzvah heta or bato, because the Yisr is weak, it's Yisr with a heta. But according to Rashi, with the whole thing, it's just a practical question. So practically speaking, it's not a yesh matirim. So then I would be able to eat it. It would be both. It's a Shulchan Aruch Paskin. It's like Rashi. It's black and white. It's Paskin like Rashi. This is Sif Dalet, so it couldn't be clearer than that. That's a whole just practical. Okay, let's see the Ramah on Dalet. How do Dabi Sheshta Matim in the bottle? Hainu Daf Gim Issa Be'en. O Sheshta Dain Mamashis Issa Be'tarovas. Avotam or bottle. Now this is a very big thing. See, double shesh matim is not bottle, where the thing is you see it. No, it's like a yavish biyavish situation, or let's say it's a pot, but in the pot you have something real, some mamushes of iser in the pot. But if it's just pure tam, it's going to be bottle in a pot. So okay, let's say you have a double shesh matim. Let's say you have this egg on the yantiv. So cook the egg with other eggs, that's of course ban, it's real, you see it, because you don't know how to identify it, but the egg is there. Or let's say you made a scrambled egg, so I scrambled the eggs together, so then there's real, not double shesh matim egg and the scrambled egg, so that would not be batel. However, I took these eggs and I cooked them in some kind, I guess, cholent, okay? Like the Sfadim do, they put eggs into their cholent. And then I take the egg out, and it's yom tov, okay? So I take the eggs out. So now I want to know the question of the cholent. Can I eat the cholent because it has flavor? It has something came out of the egg into the chunk. I mean, it took the egg out later, so I don't worry about eating the real egg. But there is tam of that egg which got into the chunk. Now, let's say you have 60 times. All right. Or let's say, okay, I'm getting into a min-machine, a minus situation. So let's say it's not chunk, it's, I don't know, some kind of egg soup or something. Or they get something which is min b'mino. Instead of eggs, but cholent, let's talk about tevel. Okay, so I have I have apples which are tevel, and I'm cooking them into some kind of making some kind of apple drink. I would take the apples out. I'm just gonna have the flavor of the apples in the drink. let's say it's a Mimbamino case, it's apple, it's already apple juice, whatever, so it's a Mimbamino. And so with that flavor, the Adobe Shesh Matin, because it's Tavel, I can separate the Trumas and Nisrus. So he says, and Tam is Batel, okay, even Adobe Shesh Matin, if it's pure Tam, there's no real mamish in the Tavelvas, you say Batel, okay, it's, okay, to use the, now this makes sense according, really, okay, so Tam or Batel, so basically, wait, I'll speak out what the Rav said in the notes, but the Rav says it like this, that if we're dealing here, okay, we're dealing here where it's just pure Tam, but there's a Shishim, but there's a, which says Bittul, but meanwhile, Dabba Sheshtim Matim says no Bittul. So things like this, when it's pure Tam and there's a Shishim, the idea is that the bittul here, it means it disappears. It's not a matir, because if it's mamish, if it's real stuff in there, like a scrambled egg, there's real stuff in there, you're creating a heta through the.
So you're saying with Tom, you have to say that it's completely just destroyed, because if not, then how could it be bottle the shishim?
Exactly. So Tom. Tam, it gets completely destroyed. If it's completely destroyed, then you don't apply the chum of Dabba Sheshta Matir, that we already explained that in Vishayin Omino, in general, things get completely destroyed, so there's no chum of Dabba Sheshta Matir. The chum of Dabba Sheshta Matir is only when it's a bittul of a heta. So then there are machmir Dabba Sheshta Matir, of course. But if it's a bittul of Min Vishayin Omino, the thing gets destroyed, so forget about it, it's mutter. Even the Eshtam Matim. But now, this case is not a Min B'Sheinim, it's a Min B'Mino. But because it's pure Tam, not the Mamish, so we say pure Tam apparently gets completely destroyed when you get to the right amount. So then you won't apply the Chum of the Eshtam Matim. That's what Ramah says.
But it seems like the Ramah is saying, like the Ramah doesn't say that the Tam. But when he says about Tam or Batel, is it saying that the Tam, if there's enough to be Mabatel, is Batel?
Yeah. And you don't say it's Asa B'mashu, Asa forever with Dabba Sheshta Matim. Because whenever you have some Tam, you have, like, basically this is a secretion which goes into the pad, but not the real original item, but just a secretion. So when you get to the sheer Batel, you're basically destroying it from the world as it disappears, so therefore there's no chumra. Okay, then he says, V'chein im ein isur machmas atzmo batul. If it's not really its own isur, that would make it batul. Okay, so what is he talking about? V'chein, he explains like this, Chaticha shalom nimlacha tov shloshi yom. Half of PCH on him, the Mikro Dover Shesh Matirim, all the Mutelis Litzli, I fill off the tailor. The Aina Sura Ella Machmas, Dam Habalua Ba. Okay, he says like this. Let's say, grab a piece of meat which was never cashed for the blood. Okay, so every piece of meat, what are you supposed to do? Barak, what are you supposed to do with meat when there's blood in there?
Salt it.
You salt it. Or you can roast it on an open fire, either or. Okay, so now, let's say, so now there's blood in a piece of meat. And this piece of meat mixes with other pieces of meat, which are kosher, that already was salted, but this one was never salted. So some people come up and say, so I'm going to be batel, it's min b'mino. It's meat with meat. And it's yavish b'yavish. So min b'mino should be batel. Let's say b'rov. Okay. Some say, one second, it's a double shesh matir. Why? I can get rid of the blood. There's one contaminated piece in this mixture. Let's say there are three pieces. One of them never had melicha, so one is not, it's a contaminated. I can make it kosher because I can salt it. I can salt all three all over again, get rid of any pounds of blood. So that should be a double shift on matima. Okay. From the Rashi perspective, for sure, it's a very practical, simple way of solving the problem. So why not do it? The Ran is more of a challenge here. Is this an issa with a heter, or this is just a way of getting rid of an issa? So, some people claim, the Ramah has a certain position here, but some of the Rishonim and Poskim claim it's not a double shear shalom atirim at all, because you're not really being matter anything, you're just getting rid of the issa by sorting it. You're not really being matter.
You mean to say, like, the piece of meat is not innately usser, it's because of the blood in the meat?
Right, so that's what he says. That's what the Ramah, this apparently the Ramah's psalm. He says, I would not call this a double shirsh no matirim, because the meat is not usser machmas. And the meat itself is not what's usser. What's usser is, if I eat the meat, I'm eating blood. So my problem is the blood. The blood. So, why would that make a double shesh matim on the meat?
He wants the blood.
But at the end of the day, if you say bittul, you're going to be eating the blood, because you're going to eat all three pieces. One of them has blood. So, but what can you do? There's a way of getting rid of the blood. So okay. Here the Rama is not ready to say it's a double shesh matim.
Here it's not a davar iser, it's that it's, can we say by like Hanan, it's something according to the Ramah that it's carrying a davar iser, it's not in of itself iser.
Right.
So that's what it sounds like.
Right, and if you do the malicha, basically pulling the blood out, so, you have a practical solution. The Ran is more of a problem here to bring up double shesh to matim, because you know it's a practical way of being able to eat the meat, but are you being matir any issa by doing a malicha and getting the blood out, or you're just removing my problem from the situation of getting the blood out? So. Exactly how the Ramah paskins over here, it's not so clear, because he says some people think Abishiyesh Omim, that there is a double Shiyesh Damatirim, Holomuteris Litzli. It's Bato, because Ainis Ramach Mazdama Baluabo. Which, in other words, he's paskening that it's not a double shiesh damatirim. The bittul is going to be chal on the pieces of meat, right? One of the pieces of meat is also, so I have two kosher and one treif, which has blood. I'm doing a bittul on the meat. There's blood in there. Okay, who cares about the blood? In that sense, there's a bittul of two out of three kosher pieces of meat. So this. Not kosher meat. This not kosher meat is also because of a belief of dam. The issue of the meat has nothing to do. It itself doesn't have a heta. The meat you can't eat because of the dam. And the dam itself is just a question if it's there or not. Is that called the dog of shiesh the matim? I mean, there's a solution to the problem, but even according to the Ran, you would say it's definitely not a double shesh the matirim, because you're not being matir anything when you do a malicha. You're just getting rid of blood. You're getting rid of a problem. Not being matir anything.
It's kind of like almost like Hagala.
like Hagalah, right? So there's a long discussion here because this sounds like a Hagalah issue. Before the Ramaz was saying that Hagalah is not a Yesh Gamakim because it costs money.
Yeah.
But nowadays where it does not cost money, it's very cheap. It would be a Yesh Gamakim. So Sif Gimel, he seems to be working with the idea of a practical solution. If I have a very simple practical solution to make a Hagalah's Kalim, it's a double Yesh Gamakim. Even though that's also not a Matir, just getting rid of the trade stuff out of the Kli in the water. So, Gimel, he's working with the Kli, it's expensive. But otherwise, if it's nowadays it's cheap, it's a Yesh Gamakim. Here, by the meat with the blood, he says, well, Belua is not a Yesh Gamakim. That sounds like the Ram. So there's a stereo in the Ramah between how he approaches Hagalah to how he approaches Dam in a Chatichas Basar. In Hagalah, he's pretty clearly working with Rashi. He says, if it's very expensive, it's not practical. So then it's not material. If it's cheap, then it's a Yesh Gamakim, which is all very practical. Zak and Sif Gimel. Meanwhile, Sif Dalet, the poem about meat with blood, which is a very parallel thing. You can get rid of the blood by doing a melichas, like being Hagol of Kalim, I get rid of the trach by making Hagol, so I get rid of the blood by... Here he says, no, the Balua is not called Yesh Gamakim. That's like a theoretical statement, like the Ram. You're not being mocked or anything when you get rid of the blood through Malik, you're just getting rid of it. And the Ram says the Isser itself has to have a Heta. So the meat, he says, is not something which has a Heta. The meat can't eat it practically. The blood is also not something which has a Heta. You just... Okay, so the Rav will talk about this in the notes more. But there's a theory in the Ramah between Agolas Kalim and the question of the meat. And I think there's a Taz about this. The past compares it to look at the Taz, just Osir, just in the first thin lines up there. Vesuka shala remokan. And my husakla says tam got be kli, the shum should so chotzos. But on mahatam, I have a list of baluba. Why didn't the remark, he says, there's a paradox. By kli, he talks about spending money. Here, by the meat and the blood, speaks about this balua, that the meat itself is just contains blood. That's why it's not a Yesh Gamakim. Okay, so there's a very long discussion here to explain it, and I did not go through it, so I can't tell you exactly what he says. Look at the Behete, he summarizes it. Okay, I was good in the Behete that we can figure out. Habalua. Hikshibataz, the Rafizan Mayuzakharamola says Tam Gabi Kli, Shum the Tsochotzos, Lomatam the Havias of Balua, Fitzri Chalom, the Behemoth Gabi Kli, Gamkain, Humatam Balua. Yes, it is true, they are exactly the same. If the Balua is not Dov Yesh Gamakim in meat with blood, then Balua is not a Yesh Gamakim in a Kali which has trade. Leah inside the Kli. It's not a Yesh Gamakim, it's just a question of getting rid of something. But you can't be Matur and Issa this way. So it says both reasons are correct in both cases. So why did the Ramah come up over there with the question of the expenses? Ella, the Ramah cost of Hatam Achmas Hatzos, Lumim Remen Ramokim Acher, Hechad Ahavir Hatzos, Rabbi Lamy. The Ramah mentions Hatzos to the other way, another rule that Hatzos. Or the impracticality of it is going to make it a davar she'ein lo matirim. Ein achanami. The real reason is what he's saying here is a balua is not a yesh lo matirim because there's no heter. But there's another factor of that has to be practical versus impractical. So lay the beheter, which is the Taz, explains the Ramah. The Ramah is basically working both with Rashi and the Ram. The Ram is the fundamental theory that the thing has to be in Issa Sheyeshbo Heta, and Issa Balua doesn't have that status. Fine. And there's another rule, like Rashi, that it should be practical. If it's not practical, then I'll call it a double shame. Even according to the Ram, the Ramah is saying, even if I work with the Ram, but there has to be some practical part to double shame to material. If it could be expensive to do it, there was never Gzeira du Rabbanan, a double Sheish. In other words, since all things are Gzeira du Rabbanan, So he puts in the practical factor also. That's what the Taz says. The Rambam has both opinions emerged. Okay, fine. Then he finishes off the bay. The mil biker hadin maskim hashach. The Taz and the Shach agree. The ain chilek abadav yishesh matir ben isa balua o hatan. The kulam ainim b'teilu. Hachmash across the gram chatir. He said that the Shach disagrees with this whole thing, probably because isa balua is not doesn't have a mouth. Okay, the Rav is going to go into this a little bit deeper, which probably explains something going on here in the Shach and the Behetev. I'm going to spend 5 minutes about it. Okay, the thing is like this: that you have meat with blood, so we have two methods of making this thing kosher. We can salt it. Well, roasted like the livers, the Gemara says there's so much blood, yeah. Salt doesn't work. You have to just literally roast it over the burning fire. That's how we prepare livers. Okay. So the Rav has this whole discussion. It's melicha, like the basic rule of salting. Is that just a metzias? That's a practical. So he has a chakiras. Melicha works. It gets rid of the excess of blood. Is that just metzius, that it pulls the blood out and the blood flows away and now my meat has no blood left? Or is it also part of the process of the metzius is also a chalos of a matir? In other words, the idea of a melicha takes out whatever it's called, let's call it surface blood, and then there's, after you do it, I don't know, for 18 minutes or half an hour, whatever the number is, that it's in the salt and it's considered salted and so fine, and then there is some blood left inside the meat. There is some blood left inside the meat. However, he did malicha, so there's a chalos of a heta. The Torah creates a heta on whatever's left. Okay, so now that's one. That's a suffer. What is malicha? Is it just metzius, or is it maybe a metzius plus a heta? Then you talk about sli. Same question, when you're roasting a liver and you're not allowed to eat it, is that getting rid of all the blood? Or that getting rid of a lot of blood, but there's something left, and that whatever left gets a heter? So it's the same chakira, both things. So the Rav wants to say that maybe that this is the chilek between melicha versus etzli. He wants to claim that melicha has metzias plus a heter, and tzli is just metzias. Sli is so strong, it almost destroys all the blood. You don't need any special matin. Melicha does not destroy all the blood, it pulls out. It's called dam ben, basic blood, but the dam, which is balua, really deep, deep balua blood, that doesn't get out through the melicha, that's a heta. The melicha creates a heta. So now...
You don't have enough minute with the liver, too?
The liver, he's claiming that they're destroying whatever blood.
Wait, and that's why you roast the liver.
Right, because you can't pull out enough of it to get the head of melicha, and so you got to simply destroy whatever blood is there. So now, based on this, now cutting over to us, according to this theory, melicha would be a davar sheyesh matirin, because the melicha is being matir the dam, which is left in the piece. Sli would not be a double sheesh no matim, because basically just destroying the so you're not being matir. This is all according to the Ran. But the Ran is saying that your double sheesh no matim is something which, an issa which has a matir. And that makes it like a weaker issa, hetal or both. So if it's meat which you could salt, that at that stage it would be double sheesh no matim. Let's say it's a liver. A liver you cannot salt, you can only destroy it. That would make it not a double sheesh no matir.
But the Rama says, Alpha P. Sheesh no matir, and Ho il montir, and sleep.
Exactly.
So that would be the opposite, no?
Right. So that's why he says it's a yeshomer. It's a yeshomer. Some say, Teres, this is after 3 days. The first, you know, why do I pick a case of a piece which has blood that mixed up after 3 days? Why did the rice speak right within the 3 days? The rule is like this in terms of malicha. Fresh meat for 3 days, you can use a malicha. But if it's old meat, it's been sitting around for more than 3 days, then you cannot do malicha, you have to do tzli. That's the classic, that was the major problem of the meat from Argentina, which they imported to Israel. I know they still do that, but for many, many, many decades, when I was young, they were, you didn't get local meat in Israel. They weren't having enough cows or whatever for people who like to eat shalat on Shabbos. So they had to bring meat from Argentina. That was the place where they had a lot of meat. So the problem is like this. You know, they didn't want to salt the meat in Argentina because that's a very big expense. Basically, you have to go through a whole salting process. So what they did is, you know, you shuck the cow and you basically pack it up more or less, you know, the way it is, but you're not salting it. So when are you going to salt the meat? You're going to salt the meat when it gets to Israel. Okay, now you're not going to ship cow, so you have to freeze it. It's not going to go by airplane. So you're going to put on a boat. The boat's going to take
long trip.
It's a long trip from Argentina to Israel, so it's not going to come there even in one day. The boats usually take a week to go from the Americas to Israel. It takes about a week. So, problem, you only can salt meat for 3 days. After 3 days, it's considered to be stale meat, and salt doesn't pull out the blood. The blood coagulates after 3 days, and it's not going to get out. So the only way to eat that meat after 3 days is roasting. You're not going to send all the meat in Israel is going to be, you know, like roast liver, you know, open fire. Doesn't make any sense. So there was a long discussion, and they finally paskined the Rabbanim that frozen meat does not have the 3 day rule, that the blood does not coagulate if it's frozen. And then you defrost it, so it's just like fresh meat, and you can salt it. That's the psak. Okay.
How do they know if it was frozen?
The original din which he's quoting here is not frozen meat for more than 3 days, no more salt.
I'm saying because Argentina prior to it being frozen and shipped to Israel, prior to that, how do they know that it wasn't?
They had kosher shecht houses there, where they had a kosher shofet and a mashgiach. They had a whole operation to make it kosher. They didn't buy and claim meat from Argentina. It was 100% kosher sheep and so on. Only issue was the frozen meat.
Of it being on the boat for a week.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, going back to what Rama was talking about. So let's say like this. You have meat. First 3 days, I can still salt it. After 3 days, I cannot salt it. So like this. If the first 3 days I can salt it, and if we'll say Malicha is a matir, then it's a double shesh, the matir. The salting is matir, whatever blood is left. So it's a double shesh, the matir, no butter. That's for the first 3 days. When I get to a situation of after the first 3 days, Malicha is off the table, no Malicha, only tzli. Tzli does just destroys blood. Tzli is not matir blood. So now you can argue according to the Ran, this is not a double shiach to matir, because you don't have a heter, you have just a destruction of something. So that would make it not a double shiach to matir. So the Rama specifically picks up this case of after the 3 days. Chaticha shlonim lechatol shloshi yomim. Af api sheish yom migdav shmihavim muteres betzli. Afiloch eina betela. There's a machmas dama balua bo. So because he picked up this case, there's a paradox in his language. the case it gives you is this 3-day, post 3-day case. So he's talking about a case with Sli. And Sli, we're going to say, is not a matzi, it's just a destruction. So that's why it's not a yesh lo matirim. It's a davar she'ein lo matirim. Within the first 3 days, it would be a davar she'yesh lo matirim, because melicha is a matir. But the language that he says is, he says the reason that it's batal is ein yisur l'machmas dam habalua bo. That sounds like even the first 3 days is a davar she'ein lo matirim. So there's a problem here in the Ramah. I mean, what's he talking about within the first 3 days, after the first 3 days? But, I don't know, but the bottom line is like this. When you approach this problem of the meat with the blood and the salting or the roasting, one issue is, am I dealing with something which has a matir? So maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe salting or roasting is not a matter, it's just physical destruction of blood. Maybe one is a matter, one is not a matter. So then, okay, that could affect the rule according to the Ran. On a practical issue of Rashi, you would probably say that it's both cases are davar she'yesh lo matirim, because practically speaking, I can get out of my problem either by salting the meat within the first 3 days, or by roasting it after the 3 days, and in fact that you get out of a problem. There's no bitter. That's what Rashi says. It was a practical other solution. The Rabbi don't want you to use bitter in the min barina. So, as the Taz and the Shach point out, that the Ramah and the Behetev is that the Ramah here is talking more of a lumdish analytical argument. He says it's not an issa machmas atzma. You not have some issa which is being mutter. It's a belia. The blood is belua. In the other case, but with Kalin, he spoke about the fact that it's impractical. So I don't know. At the end of the day, the Ramah is giving you mixed signals. Is he working with Rashi, working with the Ran, and what case is he really talking about? But the basic idea is we know we're getting the message from the Ramah that if there's not a matir, then he does not want it to be called davar she'yesh lo matirim, which is like the Ran, basically. He also has this idea that it has to be practical. Fine. Go ahead. Next page in the Ramah. Kol Isser. Shlohoye nikra kodim shenis arev. Havi bato, havi shidav shesh matirim. This is another big leniency. An issa which was never visible on its own. In other words, this is a very famous classical case called issa shenola the tarogas. When the issa came into the world, it already wasn't tarogas. Okay, what kind of a case do you have? You have grapes. Shabbos, they picked grapes. Now grapes, whose juice? That juice is going to be muktzeh on Shabbos. So basically, they picked the grapes and they dropped it into. By the way, they dropped it into grape juice, kosher grape juice for Shabbos. They dropped it in, and it's sitting inside, and this new juice is oozing out of it. Now this new juice, which is coming out, is right away in the taroves. It's being born in the taroves. It's a davar she'yesh lo matirim, but it's muktzeh. I mean, what do I have to Shabbos? He says it's batel. You don't have to worry. It's grape juice with grape juice. I mean, but me, no. He says it's still batel, because nolad b'taroves is batel, even davar she'yesh lo matirim. Okay, so this is a famous thing because it applies to a lot of different other cases. Something nolad b'taroves is batel. So why? The question is why? I mean, what's the difference? So the Rav, and a lot of other people say this is not a new shot of the Rav. This is pretty much everybody says that Nola B'Tarovis is Mutter without Bittel. Okay, if I have something treif something kosher, the tray falls into the kosher, you need bitter. So you need, let's say, 60, whatever the number is, you mevatel. That iser had its own identity, it was on its own, but if it falls in, you got to be matir it. So there's a thing called bitter. And Dovish HaShematirim has no bitter, fine. But if the thing is born, if it came into the world, it was in already in the Tarovas, what happens is, the Tarovas is not matir the iser. The Tarovas prevents the iser from coming into existence in the first place. In other words, it's like the Yisr was never gonna, is not going to be born. When you have that grape in making muktzah juice inside grape juice. So what happens like this, that muktzah juice comes out. So what happens is, it's 60 to 1, whatever. So it should be bottled. A regular Tarovas will be bottled. What's happening is that little grape juice is not becoming muktzah in the first place. It's kosher. It's kosher from its first instant. So one I WGT means an issa which has a heta. This thing doesn't have an issa in the first place. It never became us in the first place. It came out into the 60 to 1 world. When it came out, it basically never came out. Halachically, it never existed.
What's the sorrow? It doesn't exist.
Why should there's a Rishon in the Mordechai who says such a svara that something which is born in a Tarovas is mutter without bittul. It never exists in the first place. Why do they say that? There's a reason. Yes, what do you have?
No, no. I'm. That's the question.
I wonder if it's. You can take a check. I didn't look at the tour. This, I guess that's a check. No, look.
Yeah.
But tour quality.
Like when you shech an animal and there's a baby in it and it lives, it's already shechted. It's like very similar.
Right, it's similar.
It
never became also to need a shechita. I think it's mutter without a shechita.
I
guess the thing, because it doesn't. Since it's born in a Tarovas with a bittul shear, right? It's a bittul shear.
Oh, so it does have to be a bittul shear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. It's a bittul shear and it's born in that Tarovas, so the Tarovas has a koach to prevent the birth of this thing.
But why does there need to be a bittul shear? If it's never asr in the first place, if it's in a Tarovas.
I think they want the bittul shear. They don't. That a robe by itself is not enough. It either has the right shear.
At that point, what's the chiddush then?
But you don't say double shear to matirim. Good double shear matirim won't be bottled at all, even with a shear.
So in this, okay. So because it's mutter in this case, there is a double shear to matirim. But we're saying that it's not even
Asher to
begin with because it's in
the Tarovas. It's not in the Tarovas. I forgot where the original halacha was stated, but it's very. The fact is that they're going to be using this in Kashrus, in the Terem of Kashrus, things which are not in the Tarovas. Your issue is going to be. No, in other cases, but in Dabar Shesh Damativim, yes, that's going to make it mutter. Okay. Where's the Ramon? Okay. Maybe the Rebbe quote the source where it comes from. Maybe not to Mordechai. I think it's a Mordechai and Sachta Shabbos. That's what he's talking about. Okay. Good. So that's another kula. Then he says like this: Mishanada medavar echad v'nisar v'achakach l'didei mekadosh. Someone has a neder, so it, for him it's a davar shesh. He can go to a chacham. That's the shalom nidro. as far as that thing which is not the Torah, look at the Shach. Yud Beis Kugom. Look at the Beheite, Rosh Yud Aleph. Pir Shach Kugom Gigas Malaya Novim Boot Moy Bahaba Yain Sol Kodim Shabbos. Mutakhanan Bishabbos Mishazah Gamatim Yanotim Kol Shah. Shishin is Bath and Mishot Sukrahim and Mishot Rishim with him. Machash Bahoyal of Shem Yan with Nasim Ma'olah. Okay. So the case of the grapes inside the wine, a mutter, because they never became us. Okay. The Nedarim case is a double shesh matim, that's right, that based on Mishnah. Good. It's not an issue, everybody agrees with that. Next. Double shesh lo hetter. Okay, double shesh lo hetter, the remark. Double shesh lo hetter, the chayzer ben hetter. Something goes, mutter osu, mutter osu. Ben chomis ve pesach. Lo mitu double shesh lo matim. Yesh chokin buzeh. Okay, so we spoke about this. Again, if it's a, if it's practical, I would think it's a double shesh lematim, because you can wait till after Pesach and eat the chametz. So, chametz packed. If you're going to speak about the yisra as a heter, maybe chametz is also the whole year for Pesach. If I say chametz is also only 7 days and it gets a heter, then it's a yesh lematim. So they say chametz the whole year is also for Pesach. If you have a piece of bread that KK ate before, right now that's also for Pesach. That's what some people claim. So that's not the
issue. I mean, if you look at it on the label, it says kush for Pesach and for the whole year. So
okay, good. People.
So this is the exact opposite.
Exactly. Yeah, it's talking about sin. Okay. Double shem has been mutter for the person who it's also for. Nishal echal olam asur, amishim mutter lachemin. The mavash of the Shabbos. Double shem mitim. If something is also for one person, not for other people, it's not double shem mitim. Let's say cooking on Shabbos, so the guy who cooked can't eat the food. He was, let's say, he was a shogeg. But other people are lying, that's not a double shesh lematim. It was never also for other people, it was always also for him.
What's the difference between that and a neder case?
What?
What's the difference between that and a neder case?
Now, the neder case, I would guess he means the person. He seems to be talking about that one person. So he has a heter to go to a chacham. In this case, there's no heter. It's going to be also for him forever. Let's say he was amazed, so he can't eat this food forever. Okay. Now he says the Shah. Rasha has been amazed, also lo la'olam. Achemot to the Matzah Shabbos. Good. Thank you, love. Finish with base. Good. Probably going to mess some time with Ken. Okay, let's see what the Rav has to say about these. Okay. Okay, are we up to page 39? Shita Samachaba Ramah. Nearly shared Abi Raya, Shemacham Ramah, Sule Kushitas Rashi. Okay, which halacha does he quote? The Chasa Shulchanach Mishem Rashba. Good. The Klisha Nesa, the Bria Sisser, Shinis Abba Cherim, Reinu Nicker, Harei Bottle Barov. Vein done in Oto Kedavu Shesha Matirim, a cleavage has to be a sister which mixes with others. It's Bato, it's not a Dovah Sheshlo Matirim. Okay, so according to the Ramcham, according to the Ran, I understand that. But Rahos Balav Ramah, if he should Tzorach The hotel of Hatzot, Nagila costs money. It's not practical. Cholodat Ran. If you work with the Ran, Rak is the Shuhu Nitala Achaz Man. Choshiv Lovishesh Mativim. Only something has a heter. Gon Chodosh. Shinitala Achavos Haome. Chodosh and Mutter after you bring the Korban Omer. Mashenkin is the Shishar Bisula Olam. Alashef Shala Hafrido. Lotzium in the head, you can get rid of it. But you're not being mad or anything when you're not sure, Kaylee. You start with the Lochosh of Dovah Shesh the Matirin. The Shach like Thiro Kehete, the Kibn Sad Atzmo, or Isula Olam. And Kane Hechosh of Kli, Shinesa Bapliya Sissa, the Dovah Shesh the Matirin. Havein Agola, Materas, not a Matir, Machshev Sapliya, or the Rak. So why would I call this a Yesh Lamatim according to the Ram? Makov Tzoch Lama really Tzim Rama Tzoch Shemachav Rama Pirish Kudas Rashi Shemach El Shagam Kli Anes Amach Mas Kli Asis Achosh Lav Shematirim Damin and Da'at Shetoch Lubis Adei Bifl 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 Adei Agol. Okay, so now it goes over to the case of the meat. So in by the pots and pans, the Rama seems to be working with Rashi. Practical question. And the Rama should pasuk siv dalid. Yeshom shechaticha shlanim chatoch kimo havidav shesh matirim home teres litzli. Elishubatol b'nei she'enok asa ele machmas belu shaba lo machmas atzma. Kosha harit zli. The Haisa Sur Ma'ola. Tzli is not a matter. It was never usa. There's nothing, there's no problem. The Kateri and I had the cloud. He's working here that Tzli. He loved the Nesar Achmach Masblia. Kain Tzorach Lamed V'Mos Abel Kavashi B'Gedu Adin Adav Shesh Matir. Let's just figure this out. It's not the way I said it. He's saying like this. Tzli Ha'isa Su'a Ma'olam. It's not a matter. It's still it's a Dovah Shiyesh Lamatirim Yilav D'Nesa Rak Machmas Bli. So he's learning the Rama, not the way I learned the Rama, that the Yesh Omrim wanted to say it's a double Yesh Lamatirim. The Rama says it's not a Yesh Lamatirim because it's Bliya. What does Bliya mean? It's just a practical question of getting rid of things. That's not a Matir. You need a Matir. So that's how I learned it. The Rava's learning, no, the Rava's learning the other way. No, really, it's a practical question. And you should say double Yesh Lamatirim because of the option of Tzli. But this chum of Dovah Shesh Lamatirim, they never said on a bliya. They only said it on something which was fundamentally asur as a chaticha. Then they created a takan of Dovah Shesh Lamatirim. But something which is just a bliya, they're not going to have a Dovah Shesh Lamatirim.
Why? Why bliya specifically?
That's how he's reading. So if you read it like that, then it's like Rashi. I read it the other way, that there were most working with okay. Oh yes, and because and then we said that there's a steer between Gimel and Dalet, maybe there are two alokas, the Shach and the Taz. But the Rav here is working with that a special din, no takon and glia. Then it's against what he said by the Kalim, because Kalim is a Bliya, and apparently he's worrying only about spending money, so there is a Takana by Bliya. So, yes?
By Hakala, is there any din of, like, if you wait a certain amount of months, that the flavor is just like
there is such an idea. If you wait 12 months, then basically it turns into more like a symbolic thing, not real goals. If you want to submit the effort, they'll let you even maybe cash of China after 12 months. Because the Gemara has it by Yain Nesach. It says that after 12 months you don't use something, you can even cash of something with Yain Nesach, which is a big humbug. Yeah. So with the effort, you know, people are Balei Tshuva and they only have certain chain, it's expensive, they don't have money, so it can be mounted with the effort for 12 months.
After, if it was never used after that?
That would use it, right. 12 months since the last use.
Like Ben Yomah, but Ben
Shama.
There it's like, you know, a certain amount of time waiting for the thing to really just be, it's like completely gone.
Right, basically it's all gone. At that point it just disappeared. Evaporates.
But here by the Dom case, can you say the same thing, that the Dom like disappear? You just keep waiting?
I don't know why, but it doesn't disappear, the blood.
I say maybe they're like, that's maybe the difference between the two cases.
Oh. But he's talking about cash and Kalim right away, not 12 months later.
I was saying you could, at the end of the day, you can wait, but...
Oh, you could wait. The Kaili is saying you can wait and if it will disappear. And by the Dam, it's not going to disappear. You have to do something. So, still, it's in the blood.
Just because I was thinking, just because when Rav mentions the case of Chadash, he's waiting until the time of that the Omer is brought. He waits for a specific amount of time.
Right. Well, that's a matter. This 12 months thing is not a matter, it just disappears. So I don't know. See, the Rav is being very academic. I mean, he's saying the Ran needs a matir. You could rework everything and maybe the Ran doesn't need a matir. Maybe the Ran also has sort of, if the Issa disappears. But, you know, it requires a whole rework of all the sources. So the Rav has his approach to it, that the Ran is working with a matir, Rashi is practical. Now, what we saw is that maybe the Ramah is a kind of combination.
Say the Ramah there in Sif Gimel is using Rashi.
Yes.
So that's like kind of like a Dabar Matir, right?
Like a Rashi.
Meaning saying the reason why it's not, meaning yes, meaning there is a Dabar Matir in the sense that you can do a Gala, but because it's expensive,
right?
You know. But he's saying that at the end of the day there is a Dabar Matir.
Yeah. So it could be like this. We didn't speak about this, but it's good I didn't bring it up. It could be that Hagala is also a matir. But when I take my tray pat and a spoon and I make Haggadah, so there are two ways of looking. Again, same criteria. You could say, well, what's going on is that the flavor in the spoon is going into the water. Shishim, min v'shein amino bato. That's not matir. That's just a destruction, disappearing act. So, you could say it's not a double shesh matir according to the Ran. You could say that.
It's difficult to understand the Ran here, but the Maisa, it sounds like the Ramah is going like Rashi here.
Right, so therefore maybe you could say Hagala is a matir. What's going on is like this, the flavor coming out of the spoon going into the water. Whatever goes in the water is bottle, okay? But now the spoon I'm going to use now for whatever I want, I made it kosher. Is that, are we really saying that every last drop of the issa came out of the spoon was bottle in the water, so the spoon is mutter because the thing is gone? It's gone. Well, maybe we're saying there is a little bit left in the spoon.
You know,
but to have a matir, a hagala is a matir. But don't forget, hagala comes from the chumash. The pasuk in the chumash says, Rebbe Remain, Rebbe Remain, the Chumash says the Torah, Chumash creates the Heter. So if it's in the Chumash, you can say, okay, I'm following what the Chumash said, whatever trace that might be, there's a Matir. So if you say like that, then it makes Hagolah, Dabba Shesh Matir, according to the Ran, too.
And it kind of makes sense to say it like that, just because like the whole idea of absorption and flavor and the things is we really don't know at the end of the day. So like we don't know if it's existing or not existing. So like it's saying like yes, the Haggadah may bring out all this stuff, but we don't know. So it's a matir for you know it brings out a majority, but there's still potentially some leftover stuff.
Yeah, I learned this with the Rav. Then I went for smicha to Moshe Feinstein. So what was the bechina he gave me? I mean, we spoke maybe 5-6 times. I just come over the Rav's title. He never asked me shachas, never. Just then she come the Rav's title and make his comments. So it was very nice. And when he wrote the smicha, he wrote up that we spoke a lot of learning. So. This question, whether the Haggala removes the blea from the spoon into the water in this bittel, is there also a matir going on? And then also, with malicha, when you salt the meat and you get out the blood, okay, the blood flows away, but is there some blood left and there's a matir? So now the Rav loves this matir idea. Rabbi's always going to go for the matir. He's never going to say it's just a mitzvah, ever. So he's saying this, it's a matir, and whatever he's talking about, this Ramah and that Ramah, like right now we're grappling with the Ramah and this and that. Shafta. So Moshe Feinstein tells me, he says to me, I'm ready to accept the idea that Haggadah is a matir. I'm not ready to accept the idea that malicha is a matter. Malicha is not a matter. You're just getting rid of blood. It's a mitzvah. There's no matter. Haggadah could be a matter. Okay. So now that's where we draw an important company on the malicha question.
Interesting, because I think common sense might assume the other way, because you're dipping the entire spoon in a boiling pot. Getting rid of all of the...
Right.
Whereas melicha, getting really every single drop of blood from the entire meat.
Right. Melicha makes more sense to say it's a matter.
Ramosha
can say what he wants to make his relation. Right. But the Rav, it was very interesting. He went along with the Rav in a lot of things. The Rav goes with more along the analytical approach to things and more practical. He went for that a lot, but not with Malicha. He wouldn't hear of it. There are a lot of things in Malicha where he uses this matir thing. And one of the things that I think it says in Malicha that after you do the salting, you've got to drop the meat into cold water. So the Rabbi was saying, why? If the salt got rid of all the blood, okay, you want to rinse the meat off, fine, but what if there's a special din, you have to put it into water otherwise. So you wanted to say that's part of the matzah. In other words, if you do the water part, you're clenching a matzah. You know, this is like the, I ended the melicha, I put it into water, now I get my head to. The Moshe did not go for that. No.
So what's the point for Moshe?
I guess just getting rid of any traces of rubbish on top of the meat or something. Because the salt gets everything out, but maybe there's something left on top.
Do you maybe that there's just a difference between like saying by blood in general, by an iser? Like when it gets absorbed in a piece of meat, it's one thing in the sense that it's, I mean, it's blood is its own iser, it's not necessarily the piece of meat, whereas in the case of the Haggadah, there's like, we maybe put like the dim, but there's a certain tom, we're concerned about tom. Here in the case of the dom, we're not concerned about tom, it's just about the dom itself. So once we remove the dom itself, that's fine. But in the case of Haggadah, where it's a concern of tom, That's why we make that distinction there, that we want to matir, because the tam is part and parcel of the kli. The dam is not. The meat's just carrying the blood. It's not, you know, the davar. The blood point. Is the yisur.
That could be. Since the Torah has a pasha about kasher and kelim, so if you don't do the pass before you do that, the kelim becomes us. And it's really, yeah, that's an interesting point. Okay.
In the case of the meat's just carrying the yisur.
Right. Okay, let's just finish off the last paragraph, which we already spoke about. But oh yes, the havi raya. Ramasha pasuk hamachaber b'sif dalad, the yeshom lo shach din davar sheshet im davar meskalkel. If it doesn't, if the thing doesn't, you know, have a practical heta, because it's meskalkel. Chalav fis v'osavan tzoch bi amay tamer lo yir davar sheshet matirim. Let's say you have a suffix, you have a beitza with a problem of a trefa. So have a mina the beitza suffix trefa of shesh matirim. Harein this the trefa had to the olam. May not be matir this the trefa. Can I obtain your base chodesh suffix trefa like the alavara of a trefa maker? If it lives for 12 months, it means it was never a trefa. The discussion about trefa is certainly a rashi, not a ran, because something trefa doesn't become mutter. You can figure it out that it's not trefa. It was never trefa. So a suffix trefa, why would anyone think that suffix trefa is a yesh lamatirim? Either it's mutter or asa, either it's always asa or always mutter. Just I don't know, so I have to wait to try and maybe figure it out. So the fact that there's a whole discussion about this means that it's rashi, rather practical way to make something mutter to make a takan.
So I mean, it's difficult to say by sith base, but you could say maybe by sith dalit, by machaber. Trying to make pin the run that Mekalkel, once it's Mekalkel, it's not even really din ochel, right? So maybe you would say it's not, there's not like a, it's a change, of the thing of itself, so therefore there's never a double material.
You know, I think it's not necessarily proof, because maybe Mekalkel, if it's so impractical, so this heter is just so far-fetched, it's completely irrelevant, the heter, so therefore there's no double shesh the material. It's going to be mekalkel, you're never going to get to the situation of a heter possibility, so there's no dinner double shesh the material. That's what I think. I mean, it's not necessarily against the man.
It's just harder to fit in.
Right, just a little bit harder to fit in. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Okay, so tomorrow Rabbi Packer is coming in, and I'll be back Wednesday. All right, Mishnah, go good. All right, sit in your prayers.